Wednesday evening. This is 8:17:22. I want to read something first. I thought it was appropriate. This is a message to the unvaccinated. Even if I were pollinated and fully vaccinated, I would admire the unvaccinated for withstanding the great pressure the greatest pressure I've ever seen, even from partners, parents, children, friends, colleagues, and doctors. People who were capable of such personality, courage, and critical ability are undoubtedly the best of humanity. They are everywhere, in all ages, levels of education, states, and ideas. They are of a special kind. They're the soldiers that every army of light wants to have in its ranks. They are the parents that every child wants to have and the children that every parent dreams of having. They are beings above the average of their societies. They are the essence of the people who have built all cultures and conquered horizons. They are there next to you. They look normal, but they are superheroes. They did what others could not. They were the tree that withstood the hurricane of insults, discrimination, and social exclusion. And they did it because they thought they were alone and believed they were the only ones. Banned from their families, tables at Christmas, they never saw anything so cruel. They lost their jobs, let their careers sink, had no more money, but they didn't care. They suffered immeasurable discrimination, denunciation, betrayal, and humiliation, but they kept going. Never before in humanity has there been such a casting. Now we know who are the best on the planet, Earth. Women, men, old, young, rich, poor, of all races or religions, the unvaccinated, the chosen of the invisible ark, the only ones who managed to resist when everything collapsed. That's you. You passed an unimaginable test that many of the toughest Marines, commandos, Green Berets, astronauts, and geniuses could not withstand. You're made of the stuff of the greatest who ever lived, those heroes born among ordinary men who glow in the dark. Unknown author, but anyway, I thought that was appropriate for those that are chosen for Gideon's army. Yeah. All right, we're going to look today or tonight at Spy Out the Land. Spy Out the Land. Seems that Christians in general are just very uninformed about what is really going on in the world. Thank God there are Christians like us that are not content to just be complacent and just go with the flow. You know, don't rock the boat, just comply. Well, I can't do that, and I know that you can't do it either. Whether people realize it or not, if they don't wake up, they will be penalized for their complacency. See, what they don't realize when they tell you, don't tell me nothing, I don't want to know nothing, I just want to go on life as usual, just leave me alone. I don't want to know anything. There's a penalty for that in God's kingdom. You don't just get by. You might skim by in the world, but you don't get by with that in the kingdom of God. And we're going to look at that, what God expects out of us. Matthew 25. You know, they say only a certain amount of the population is going to wake up, but since this is biblical, even Q says it's biblical, many truthers say it's biblical. Well, let's look and see what it says about this biblical situation we find ourselves in. Matthew 25:1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were wise and five were foolish. So half woke up, half didn't, right? They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. And all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. See, they want to ride on your back. They didn't do anything, but they want to piggyback on you. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily, verily, I say to you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. So does that look like they're going to skim by? No, not if you're a virgin. Yikes. Yikes. Now, if you really presented that to somebody, maybe they might perk up and say, well, you know, I hadn't really thought about it like that. That maybe I might have to do something. Maybe I might have to apply myself a little bit. Instead of just going with the flow. See where going with the flow's gotten our world? Many dead already. We were not made to be complacent and just go with the flow. We are to be occupiers. All right, Luke 19. Verse 12. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. He called his 10 servants, 10 virgins, 10 servants, and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. See, every person is born with something they're supposed to do. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. You know, the kingdom of God is going to advance forward regardless of whether they honor it or not. It's coming down. Well, I didn't know. That's not going to be an excuse. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, did I read that 15? Let me read 15 again. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. So there wasn't a reckoning day, whether you were complacent or whether you obeyed. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. Promotion day. And the second came, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. And he said, likewise to him, be thou over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. For I feared thee, because thou art an austere man. Thou takest up that thou layest not down, and reapest that thou didst not sow. And he saith unto him, out of thy own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore then gavest not thou my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required mine own with usury? And he said unto them that stood by, take from him the pound, and give it to him that hath 10 pounds. And they said unto him, Lord, he hath 10 pounds. For I say unto you that unto every one which hath shall be given. See, that's just the opposite of the world, isn't it? Shall be given. And for him that hath not, even that he hath shall be taken away from him. But those mine enemies which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me. Wow. I heard about a deal today, or maybe it was yesterday, where somewhere they've laid down this edict that they're going to lay off all these people, and the only teachers that are going to get picked are going to either be female or ethnic. no white men allowed. Yeah, no white teachers in some places, no white teachers at all. See, there's a reckoning day coming for these people. All right, Strong's Occupy here says, to busy oneself with or to trade. If you move to a new location, what do you usually do, like a new area? You map it out, right? Well, the school's here, the grocery store's here, right? Okay. I've heard this from Christians. Oh, I don't need to know what's going on in the world. This is the just me and mine, us four no more mentality. Long as we're okay, who cares about anybody else? We're not going to be here anyway, right? Yeah. I feel sorry for them, and I've tried to wake them up, because whether they comply or not, they will be held responsible for what God had for them to do, whether they did it or not. Yeah. It is biblical to spy out the land. We're going to look at some scriptures concerning that. We're spies. Ever remember the show I Spy? Hebrews 11:31. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. Wise woman. This is by faith, she received those that were going to destroy her whole nation. But God had chosen her for something better. She's in the lineage of Jesus. All right, Numbers 13. Look at a few places where they were sent to spy. You call it mapping, whatever you want to call it. Kind of the direction the Lord has brought us. Concerning the mapping of the counties, this is what the Lord gave me to say. That every sheriff in every county will rise up with their jurisdiction, because they have the most jurisdiction of all the offices, and they are elected by the people, and they are paid by the people. So they work for the people, and they need to rise up and kick the feds out of their state. And I prayed that over every county where there's federal interference, they would stand up and they would kick them out. And they, of course, that one of the confessions we make is that these constitutional sheriffs, or they'll all be trained in constitutional law, because a lot of them don't know their jurisdiction and how much power they do have. You can thank Sheriff Mack for that, because that's what he does. He goes and does classes to teach these sheriffs their jurisdiction to stand up in their counties and do, because they got a lot of sway, a lot of pull in their state. And they work for us. Okay. Numbers 13, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel, of every tribe of their fathers. Shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them? And Moses, by the command of the Lord, sent them from the wilderness Paran. All those men were heads of the children of Israel. Okay, one from each tribe. I don't need to read each that. 17, and Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, go up, you up this way southward, and go up into the mountain, and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwell therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not, and be of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. So they went up and searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob, as men come to Hamath. And they ascended by the south, and came unto Hebron, where Ahiman's Sheshai and Talmi, the children of Anak, were. Now Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt, and they came unto the brook of Eshcol and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they bare it between two upon a staff, and they brought of the pomegranates and of the figs. The place was called the brook Eshcol because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from thence, and they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, We came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land. The cities are walled and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth of its up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. All the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, Would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in this wilderness. And wherefore hath the Lord brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? They said one to another, Let us make a captain, let us return into Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. See, God led them out. God's leading us out. What's going to happen to those that aren't led out? You know, Q said the end's not for everyone. And Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, The land which you pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, and a land which floweth with milk and honey. Nisera! Their own jubilee. Honor, rebel not against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation for all the children of Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, How long will this people provoke me, and how long will it be ere they believe me for all the signs which I have showed among them? I will smite them with the pestilence, and it disinherit them, and will make of thee a greater nation and mightier than they. And Moses said unto the Lord, Then the Egyptians shall hear it, for thou broughtest up this people in thy might from among them. And they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land, for they have heard that thou, Lord, art among this people, that thou, Lord, art seen face to face, and that thy cloud standeth over them, and that thou goest before them by day in a pillar of cloud and in a pillar of fire by night. Now if thou shalt kill all this people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of thee will speak, saying, Because the Lord was not able to bring this people into the land which he sware unto them, therefore he has slain them in the wilderness. And now I beseech thee, let the power of my Lord be great according as thou hast spoken, saying, The Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation. Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people, according unto the greatness of thy mercy, as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. The Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice, Surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwell in the valley. Tomorrow turn you and get you into the wilderness by way of the Red Sea. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, How long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Say unto them, As truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in mine ear, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. Doubtless ye shall not come into the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. But your little ones, which ye said should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which ye have despised. But as for you, your carcasses shall fall in the wilderness, and your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years, and bury your whoredoms until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness. After the number of the days in which ye search the land, even 40 days, each day for a year, shall you bear your iniquities even 40 years, and you shall know my breach of promise. I, the Lord, have said, I will surely do it unto all this evil congregation that are gathered together against me in this wilderness. They shall be consumed, and there they shall die. And the man which Moses sent to search the land, these are the leaders who returned and made all the congregation to murmur against him by bringing up a slander upon the land. Even those men that did bring up the evil report upon the land died by the plague before the Lord. The Lord doesn't like it when we don't say, Yes, Lord. You know, I don't know how it's going to all play out, but God doesn't change. He still thinks the same. All right, it seems that some things never change. Those that would not comply, not a good end for them. All right, Numbers 21. Verse 1, when King Arad, the Canaanite, which dwelt in the south, heard tell that Israel came by the way of the spies, then he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoners. And Israel vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, If thou wilt indeed deliver this people to my hand, then I will utterly destroy their cities. And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them and their cities. And he called the name of the place Hormah. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spake against God and against Moses, Wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? There is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, Make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he held the serpent of brass, he lived, or beheld. And the children of Israel set forward and pitched in Oboth, and they journeyed from Oboth and pitched it, I can't say that word, something Abram, in the wilderness which is before Moab toward the sun rising. From thence they moved and pitched in the valley of Zered. From thence they moved and pitched on the other side of Arnon, which is in the wilderness that cometh out of the coast of the Amorites. For Arnon is the border of Moab between Moab and the Amorites. Wherefore it is said, in the book of the wars of the Lord, what he did in the Red Sea and in the brooks of Arnon, and at the stream of the brooks that goeth down to the dwelling of Ar, and lieth upon the border of Moab, and from thence they went to Beer, that is the well whereof the Lord spake unto Moses, Gather the people together, and I will give them water. Then Israel sang this song, Spring up, O well, sing ye unto it. The princes digged the well, and the nobles of the people digged it by the direction of the lawgiver and their slaves. And from the wilderness they went to Mattathah, See, they had to do it. They had to follow the Lord. This was a journey out of Egypt into a new land. They had to obey him. They had several junctures. It wasn't just one time and they just had it all. He just gave it all to them. No, they had to go in. Every little place they come to, here we go again. Some complied, some didn't. They went until they passed the whole land. And Israel sent messengers unto Sihon, king of the Amorites, saying, let us pass through the land. We will not turn into the fields or into the vineyards. We will not drink of the water of the well, but we will go along by the king's highway until we be past thy borders. And Sihon would not suffer Israel to pass through this border, but Sihon gathered all his people together and went against Israel into the wilderness, and he came to Jahaz and fought against Israel. And Israel smote him with the edge of the sword and possessed his land. See, he would have been okay if it had just let him pass. The children of Ammon, they lost their land. The children of Israel took his land. And Israel took all these cities, and Israel dwelt in the cities of the Amorites and Heshbon and all the villages thereof. And on it goes. This is what the book of Numbers is mainly about. All right. Now, let's go look over to Joshua 2. Let me get a drink. Verse 1. Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into a harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there came men in hither to the night of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out all the country. And the woman took the two men and hid. The woman took the two men and hid them, and said, thus there came men unto me, but I wist not whence they were. And it came to pass about the time of the shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whither the men went, I wot not. Pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. But she brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them with the stalks of flax which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them the way to Jordan unto the fords, and as soon as they were pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof, and she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror has fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. See, this is what's gonna happen to those God has chosen in this hour. They're gonna faint because of us. Just what I read to you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the river, the Red Sea, for you when we came out of Egypt, and what ye did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side, Jordan, Sihon, and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that ye will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token, and that ye will save alive my father, my mother, my brethren, my sisters, and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. The men answered her, our life for yours, if ye utter not this our business. And it shall be, when the Lord hath given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. Then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. So she didn't cave to the pressure. She kept the secret. Okay, now Joshua 6. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I've given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor, and ye shall compass the city. All ye men of war, and go around about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And seven priests shall bell before the ark, seven trumpets of ram's horns. And the seventh day you shall compass the city seven times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. See, the Lord's going to have us going and target these places. And there's going to be a day that we'll be shouting, and that'll be the day that wall falls. Think about it. Why they sent the spies in? What'd they do? They concocted a plan. God gave them instructions. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout. And the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. And Joshua the son of Nun called the priest and said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant, and let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. He said unto the people, pass on and compass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. Came to pass when Joshua had spoken unto the people that the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horns passed on before the Lord and blew with the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. And the armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpets, and the rearward, okay, came after the ark, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, you shall not shout nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout, then you shall shout. Specific instructions. Battle plan all laid out. So the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about at once, and they came to the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning. The priest took up the ark of the Lord, and seven priests bearing seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went before them. But the rearward came after the ark of the Lord, the priest going on and blowing with the trumpets. And the second day they compassed the city once and returned to the camp. So they did 6 days. It came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. It came to pass at the seventh time the priest blew with the trumpets. Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city, and the city shall be accursed, even it and all that are therein, to the Lord's. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And ye in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, that ye make yourselves a curse when ye take of the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. So the people shouted with the priest when the priest blew with the trumpets. It came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him. They took the city, and they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, oxen, sheep, and ass, with the edge of the sword. This was their pattern. One scripture says, and Joshua took the whole land. If you think that the enemy is not spying on us, then think again. These demonic beings, yes. Why do you think the flak comes the way it does? I heard Brother Hagin talk about familiar spirits. I think it was Brother Hagin. About they study. You know, they study generations. They find out where places are that they can hit you. Well, see, we got to find out the places we can hit them. That's what mapping does. That's what the Lord is leading us to do. It's getting a little bigger and a little bigger. Started out with the federal court there in Midland County. We're just going to extend it outward, okay? Satan has been doing double duty to keep us from occupying what God has said is ours. All right, we're going to look at Genesis right quick. Just a couple more scriptures. Genesis chapter 13. Verse 14. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, Lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest to thee will I give it, to thy seed forever. Who's Abraham's seed and heirs according to promise? We are. Galatians 3:13. For all the land which thou seest to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land, and the length of it, and the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee and his seed. All right, I'm going to read these scriptures in Galatians, and we'll be done. Galatians 2. All right. Starting with verse 1 there. Then 14 years after I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, and I took Titus with me also, and I went up by revelation and communicated unto them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest any means I should run or had run in vain. But neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised, and that because of false brethren unawares brought in, who came in to privately to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that ye might bring us into bondage. To whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. But of these who seem to be somewhat, whosoever they were, it maketh no matter to me. God accepteth no man's person, for they who seem to be somewhat in conference added nothing to me. But contrariwise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter, for he that wrought effectively in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mighty to me toward the Gentiles. When James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace. And you know what? I don't know why I'm reading this. Anyway, I know there has to be a reason. Just a minute. Let's just go to Galatians 3. I don't even know why I put that there. Sorry. Galatians 3. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ had been evidently set forth, crucified among you? This only would I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Have ye suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham? And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In thee shall all the nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, Cursed is everyone that continueth not in all the things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. For the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth it or addeth thereto. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, to thy seed, which is Christ. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore, then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels of the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which would have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. It is ours for the taking. All we have to do is spy it out, develop the strategy, and take the land, just like the army does. That's why they have the commanding officers. They're the ones that do the strategies. Hand it down to the soldiers, all right? We are God's army, and we're here to spy it out, develop the map, and take it for the kingdom of God. Okay.